All right, well, we're recording. Hello, welcome to Office Hours. It is Christmas Eve, so I don't know what the attendance will be, but I am here simply because consistency is key. Like, if you look back at the Office Hours, we've had patchy scheduling from basically everyone except me. And so that's cool. And I want to, I want to complete that. So if you've got questions about Resonite on this merry evening, do let me know. Otherwise, we're just going to be sat here doing nothing. I got a GitHub issue to reply to, so I'm going to go ahead and reply to that and keep an eye on questions as they come in. But, you know, someone says no audio, which is fantastic because Discord is Discord, and Discord doesn't like telling me that there's no audio. Apparently, audio is broken. I may have fixed it now. Excellent. Hey, Feta, what are you doing down there? Oh, that was a question. It just didn't read like a question for some reason. So we actually have a question from Red. Red asks, isn't local one-to-one with your head movement? No? You might be thinking of user space, but if you're thinking of user space, then user space is like a, what's called like a private overlay world. And yeah, it moves with your movement. Venport says, if you give one user, not yourself, any custom curse and they had to use it, who would it be and what would it be, etc. I would give everyone a cursor that changed to like a red circle with a cross through it, you know, like no entry, every time it moused over someone's booper, so that people actually ask for consent before making physical contact with one another. But well, you know, that's just me. As a reminder, and for free, if I can find it really quickly, I'll give you a free gift. You know the thing when you open up like Windows Explorer and then like the loading bar appears and then like the whole of Windows Explorer does not work until that loading bar completes? I just love Windows. It's like, what are you loading? Oh, we're refreshing the thumbnails. It's like, none of these are pictures. They don't need refreshed thumbnails. They're not pictures. So there you go. There is a piece of text, a piece of audio that you can use on your booper should you wish. Just as a slight rant, because, you know, it's my space, I get to do that, it's my office hours. A number of people have installed this on their avatar and quite enjoy its presence. But a number of users have then experienced discrimination or issues because they installed it, including people booping them and then hearing this audio and then going, oh, you're one of those people. So if you're that person, that's not okay. You need to, like, ask for consent. And if you want to say, oh, you're one of those people, what you're basically saying is, oh, this person follows normal, common, personal space mechanics that exist in the world. And that's a problem? It's not. It's perfect. So keep that in mind. There's not enough people here for that to make the impact that it needs to, but whatever. Maybe someone will watch the recording in a year's time and be like, I agree with Prime. And some people are like, oh, it's not real. It's like, they're in VR. They've got screens strapped to their heads. It's real. And even if it wasn't real, it's polite. Trangle says, I have friends that have boobers that eat you away of a lot of force discovery from doing it. Mine causes a fart cloud to appear on your head. Like, the best thing that happens with my booper is someone like hits it and it plays like bass reverb fart and then like fart particles appear around their head and then they go, ew. You know, they go boop, it goes like fart and then it's ew. And I'm like, yes, it's working. It's perfect. That's exactly what it should be doing. I kind of like, because the system that I have is very, it's very modular. Basically, the booper just duplicates a slot and parents it to their head and then says to the slot, go with a dynamic impulse. It plays the bass reverb, burst modes and particles and then deletes itself. I could make other units, right? And then just randomize them. So like, I don't know, do all sorts, right? Randomize them. All similar theme though. So I could totally do the yeet that Chandler's talking about. I could also do other stuff. Fed has just asked to go out. Yeah, I know. We'll go out after office hours, okay? You can inspect user space if you understand more about how it works. It's kind of cool. Basically, there's a bunch of slots in user space which are parented to various parts of your body. But they're parented in user space. But because user space is an overlay world, they sort of, you see them everywhere. So that's why they appear. The dash is like in its own like secondary overlay layer, and that just covers so it can be curved and things like that. That does get a little bit confusing. In the root of my inventory, I have a inspector which is tagged as a facet, which has like two protoflux nodes on it. And so when I spawn it as a facet, it detects that it's been spawned in user space and then moves itself to the root of user space a couple of updates after spawning. And then what I get is a user space inspector that is usable. I used to do it a way where it would end up with the user space inspector stuck in the dash overlay layer, which meant it would like be on top of the dash, and it's just like, this hurts. There we go. Lex says, any official Christmas or New Year's Eve events going on in Resonate? The only one I'm aware of is the usual Creator Jam New Year's thing. I'm sure they're going to have some sort of show cinematic experience. You know, last year it was some sort of, I guess drone, is like it, not literally drones, but like it was meant to appear to be like a drone show. But it was actually just points that were animated. It was very, very good. Lex says that's Creator Jam, not official Resonite. Yeah, it's kind of difficult when it comes to events like that with small teams, because like everyone goes on vacation. I was actually talking about this to a bunch of friends yesterday, but like everyone is on pretty much vacation. If they're not on vacation, like I'm technically not on vacation today, I'm still going to do about like 60% less work. So, you know, I'm like a 40% productivity today because of the whole, you know, December period. And I was talking to friends about how like that's annoying, but like kind of just a fact of life, right? Everything's just going to be slow until the 1st of January now, like across the board. We're talking like mail, public transit, like city stuff, like, you know, cleaning, stores restocking, all that stuff. But yeah, I will be vacationing tomorrow, but I'm not taking any official vacation for the entire period, but like tomorrow I won't be doing it. Hi Feta, you want to come on my lap? Sure. And that's because like I've got stuff that I need to do. I've got stuff that I can do for our corporate clients as well, and they will pay for that time. And so whilst the rest of the Resonate team is having fun, if I do like a couple of hours work, I bolster our end of year finances basically. So it's a little tricky because, like, you know, I'm sort of damned if I do, damned if I don't. So I might as well, you know, bolster our finances just a little bit. Feta is like very close to the microphone right now. So if you see any weird noises that sound like sighing, moaning, grunting, etc., it's not me making weird noises. It's a dog. So that's why official events don't, you know, like official events and Christmas events for like services, products, media happens before Christmas. That's why, like, all the Christmas stuff starts like December 1st. It's because like we need to like capitalize on as much Christmas as possible whilst also allowing people to take time off. And that's why if the stores do that, right? If Christmas was just one day for like retail, it wouldn't be worth it financially. Whip asks, do you know about the touch tip source on default avatar and local space hands being rotated wrong? I don't. We have had like a little bit of, it's called like bit rot. It's basically just like no one's looked at it in a while in some of the user space stuff. A good example of that one would be when we did the locomotion animation update. Bunch of stuff broke in user space, but we've been fixing that up. Freaks did a great job fixing up like 90% of that, and I fixed up a couple of those ones that were doing it basically an incorrect way. And I've actually still got an issue related to that in my work in progress column. So log a bug report and I'll take a look when I can. We have another question, which is Chundalik saying, can you share any insights on how the corporate side works? Yeah, sure. It depends on the contract, on sort of all things, depending on sort of like who it is, who I can talk about, what I can talk about, all sorts of stuff like that. To be clear, it's not secret as in like I'm going to get fired or like, you know, shot if I tell anyone. But it's just sort of like a professional thing to not mention them until I'm 100% sure I'm allowed to. That makes sense. And we just haven't had that conversation with them because it's not something that like YDMS can make a decision on by themselves. Like, you know, we need to make sure that the other party is okay with that information as well. Having said that, it's not difficult to figure it out. You can quite easily make some guesses, but I would hope that we have been moving past the sort of like doom and gloom secret Discord servers where people like debate and talk about rumors about what we do, etc. Those days should be behind us now. Like, if you've got questions, just ask us. If I can't tell you, I'll tell you that I can't tell you and why I can't tell you, which I just did. But if you're looking for more information on sort of how it works financially or technically, businesses that want to use Resonite have requests, and those requests are usually to edit or alter the way that Resonite works to apply to business business use cases. So that's what's going on. And in some cases, they will pay for that work. And if they pay for that work, I'm very interested because I will, and the particular client that I'm referring to is okay with this as well, I will always figure out how to make that work applicable to you guys. So a good example would be cursors, right? So the, I'm going to use the word impetus, but like that's a really like highbrow word. So just Google it if you don't know it, right? But it basically means like the inspiring force of the cursor work was a corporate client saying, hey, your cursors are crap, basically. They used polite words. They said small, hard to read, hard to see. And we looked at them and we're like, yeah, you're right. We've been trying to find time to fix those forever. And corporate clients are like, well, you know, we'll put it on the docket and you can charge hours for it. And I'm like, absolutely, here you go. And so to be clear, I didn't have to expose settings to the cursor sizes. Like we could have just edited them ourselves and put them into the engine and then been like, if you don't like them, sucks to be you. But you know, I took the time and corporate client supported that in making them settings, which also works out a lot better for the corporate client, because a lot of them have, you know, varying machines of varying types. And because it's a corporation and a business, therefore there's a lot of diversity of needs. So if there's any accessibility issues in terms of cursor sizes, they're already there for them. So it's basically a win-win. Having said that, I still sometimes do get DMs, subtweets, or like in a couple of cases, like YouTube comments where people are like, you're doing corporate work. Right. People are uncomfortable with it. And I'm just like, pays the bills where applicable. I try and make it appropriate for you guys as well. Cursor images being perfect example there. And it keeps Fruks being able to do what they want to do. And if you've been watching Fruks's podcasty thing, Resonance, you'll see all the ideas that they have. I'm giving him space to do all of that by basically saying, hey, you want corporate buzzword, promote synergy, or optimize workflow feature? I'll do it for you. All right, so we've got some questions that have backed up Oster's ranting. Trendler, can you... Oh, no, we did that one. Rose says, any updates on IKOFBT? It will be looked into immediately following performance unless we do another, like... decision point where we decide what we want to work on that is not IK after performance. It is likely that it might be something else, like because we don't have a historic track record of being able to do two features that we've planned to do in the same order. Like, I mean, it already happened with performance, right? We were like, hi, community, what do you want us to work on? And everyone's like, performance! So they were like, all right, but like, just for a little bit, okay, we're going to make legs look funny, okay? But we're back on track now with performance. Even though it doesn't look like we're working on performance, I assure you that we are working on performance. So keep an eye out for announcements about that. Like I said, I keep on building a tech tree. Maybe I can do that in some of my off time. I'm looking for sort of like a good way to do it. I might just do a mermaid diagram. I'm worried that it won't be clear, so I'm going to like stamp it with a bunch of disclaimers and be like, this is just like Prime's brain. This isn't like official. Jack says, what's a planned Resonite feature especially looking forward to? I strangely don't, like, one in particular I really want, but it's like, it's a selfish one because it's to do with games and experiences, right? So there's a bunch of features that we've got on the dock here, IK, FBT, collections, rigid body physics, performance, etc. Somewhere in all of that, there's this sort of timeline animation system. They will get conflated between like animations that you might do in Blender and timelines and animations of which the GitHub issue speaks to. But I want you to just think about all of the Protoflux components and orchestration that you need to do something like the following steps, right? In a Resonite map, you go into a digital bar and there's an NPC barman there and they take your order, they make it, and then they serve it to you. That you could totally do, and there's a couple of worlds that actually do that, But with this sort of like timeline animation, sort of freeform sequencing style system, it'll be a lot easier to queue up those operations. And that system hasn't been designed. There might be information on the GitHub issue, but like imagine it like this, you know, it's like, all right, the next step in this quote timeline is bartender walk to back of the bar to grab a glass, right? That would be some sort of action that you can program, manage, and sequence. And then just expand that to basically like any sort of event sequence that occurs, and you'll see you need it in games, right? You need it in games or anything like that. You know, the sort of Oblivion NPC where they run around, say something weird to you, and then walk off? That would need that kind of system as well, right? Although that's arguably more AI, and then everyone goes, no, AI! And that's why you need to like make two distinctions about the word AI when... It's particularly in the game world we're talking about AI. We're referring to like basically blocks of if statements or like a state machine that control what an actor does in a scene, not put in a bunch of like words and stolen artwork and get something that doesn't understand how many fingers a human has. I really wish we could like deconflate the two, and anyone that says like AI these days usually means some form of machine learning. They usually mean some form of large language model right now. They don't mean other things. Like, there's not an AI that can make you dinner. It could make you a recipe for dinner, guaranteed that, because that's a large language model thing. But, like, there is no AI that can physically understand how to make a recipe. And then someone's going to link the robot that can flip McDonald's burgers, and it's like, yes, but that is one food source. That's a burger. That's a disc that needs to go on a griddle for a little bit. All right, next up is a master who says, important resonant question, when do you think we'll have the ability to set the world name using Flux? That's going to require hard permissions. Look into the custom join verifier and see like the amount of work we had to do to the custom join verifier to make it like quote secure, and it probably still isn't. There's probably some gap somewhere that we're missing, but hard permissions makes that sort of concept more genericized, and at that point we're able to allow more dangerous things to occur with Protoflux because they are more isolated from other things. I don't really know design or technical specifics, but the way I've sort of theorized about it or understood it based on prior conversations and reading is imagine that there are walled gardens within a world hierarchy that have access controls on them. So let's say you're doing all right, we'll go back to this bar that I'm building, you know, with this animation system. We've got a bar, right? Maybe the staff area behind the bar, some form feature of hard permissions means you can't go in there, right? Somehow. And in there, there's all the Protoflux that sets the world and controls the bartender. You can't physically go in there. You can't unpack the Protoflux. You can't inspect anything in there. It's like the staff-only part of the bar, right? That would be sort of, and don't quote me on this because it's not literally how the feature is going to work, but it's sort of like a good way to think about it. Chendlek says, do you think there'll be a crest? I know that you want to go out. We are wrapping up right now, and then we'll go outside. Okay, Feder? No more questions. Feder wants to go out. Do you think there'll be a crest for headset native client from the corporate space? We do sometimes get it, but it's a really annoying space right now. What basically happens is, say a corporate client has some sort of project and they are going to need 500 people to be in VR. They want to know from, often cases, us, which headset should we buy 500 units of and then manage and maintain for this corporate scenario? And when you're up to sort of numbers of 500 headsets, you need an IT manager. And the IT manager can't be Yellow Dog Man Studios. That's not a service that we offer. But they often don't have an IT manager. And so what happens is they buy 500 headsets and then they gather dust in a closet somewhere. So that sometimes happens. But that's a sort of scenario where a corporate client might pay for that integration. Like if they were doing it correctly, they would do due diligence and they would be like, hey, Yellow Dog Man Studios, we have a plan to buy 500 of these headsets. Do you support them? And we'd go, no, we don't. And they'd say, here's a check that's got a blank number on it. Do you support them? And we'd go, absolutely. And then we would do that work and support that headset. Maybe that's some sort of like niche business somewhere, you know, like IT management of headsets. I don't know. There's also the awkwardness, which is like, if we make a recommendation, a month or so later, it's incorrect. Like, for example, and I'm not saying I would make this recommendation, but it's one of the recommendations I could have made is, let's say someone comes and says, I need 500 headsets. I might have said, hell, get 500 Quest Pros. They're, you know, really good headsets. And then a month later, Meta's like, hey, we don't do Quest Pros anymore. Great, I've just made that company make a $500 unit liability decision that I had no way of understanding was going to be a liability decision. Right? That's now a financial liability because those are already going to start rusting before they've even got to the corporation because they'll have stopped making spare parts. I have an original Oculus Rift CV1 spare headset cable and it legitimately is a source of value. You know how some people buy like gold coins and stuff like that? I have a spare part that's no longer made for an ancient headset. That's got value. Not much, but like it's basically in a cupboard somewhere and I can't find it. It's not like a museum or anything. Projectivity says, can you share any plans for the use of inventory work? There are no plans for it currently. We have ideas and you can check the GitHub issue for that, but we have no idea when we're going to tackle that. With that, we're out of questions. Feather is getting incredibly restless, so I'm going to go ahead and leave off here and go take the dog for a walk. Appreciate you all showing up. I probably won't be doing office hours next week because I think it's like New Year is like the next one or something. Yeah, New Year would be office hours next week, so I'll skip that one. I'm going to be at a New Year's event for that. So I will see you again in the New Year. So next office hours will be January 7th. Hey, that's good. That rings. January 7th. I will see you guys then. Speak soon. Bye-bye.